Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hi there, Tara.
All right. Censor this. Don't know how they're going to pull this one off, but they'll try.
They'll find a way.
This is devastating. Yet another business partner of Joe, yes, Joe and Hunter Biden, who says, I had to come forward after I saw Joe on television denying that he had ever, you know, known anything about Hunter's businesses or they'd ever discussed it. He says that, they discussed it right in front of me. He's copied on the email, so he should know. You know, the email that we were told was Russian disinformation, not real, it's not true. Yeah. That email. He's Hunter Biden's business partner. Says emails are real. I would know. I was copied on them. Well, what email in particular? Oh, the one about how we divided the $30 million from the communist Chinese. Yeah, that email's legit. Okay, that's devastating and quite frankly terrifying to think that this man, I mean, 50-50 chance, going to walk in, you know, into the office and he will literally sell the office to our worst enemies. For cash. And may not even be able to get any more cash because he's already pre-owned. Because, they got it on him. They got the money on him. They paid him. Was there more than $30 million? If so, he's easily blackmailable. That's what they're paying for, is the blackmail. Oh, and by the way, he says, this is from the New York Post today, which, by the way, has gotten every part of the story wrong while the rest of the media got it. Which has gotten every part of the story right while the rest of the media got it wrong.
Or ignored it.
Yeah, the New York Post is really one of the few outlets, in, you know, besides Fox News, mainstream media outlets, that has gotten this right. I mean, I don't care to hear what anyone else has to say because they got it so wrong. I simply don't believe anything that they say. But I do believe what the New York Post says, and I do believe what Fox News says because they've gotten every bit of this right. As confirmed by, here we go now, the FBI and our director of national intelligence. So go ahead, fix that. They can't, so they're ignoring it. This is devastating. Have you heard about this yet? It just broke at midnight. Michael Goodwin, you could find it on my social media. They did allow me to post it, by the way, on Twitter. That's the first thing I did was run Twitter to post it. However, it came out at about 12:30 a.m. last night, so they may not have fully censored this yet. Okay, it's done 20 shares so far on Facebook because I just posted it. Let's see what it's doing on Twitter if this is going to be allowed. Okay, it hasn't been taken down yet. This is devastating. I don't even know where to begin. The guy's name is Tony Bobulinski. He says he is the former partner of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Joe's brother, Jim. Wait, Joe Biden? I thought Joe didn't know anything about these schemes. He's like, nope, we were in it with Joe. I many times have seen him sitting there with us discussing how to do this. So wait, you guys were partners in the China scheme? Mm-hmm. He said he was one of the recipients of the May 13, 2017 email published by the Post 8 days ago, the devastating one. The email from another partner in the group who laid out the cash and equity position. So we knew Joe got 10% of the $30 million Chinese cash. It was set aside for the big guy. He said the big guy is Joe. That Hunter called him my chairman and the big guy. He says the email's genuine. And he says that he began to become disturbed with the situation with the Chinese when he realized that the company he had been made CEO of by Hunter Biden was just a conduit for Chinese cash. So Hunter and his family could use it as a piggy bank. Let that sink in for a minute. Wow. Direct cash payments from the communist Chinese. I guess we should probably nothing we should be worried about, right? I mean, it's not like Russia collusion, right? Where we never found a single nickel right. Anywhere.
Yeah. No money. There was no evidence and everything was pretty much complete fabrication.
Yes. After a thorough report by a team, an investigation by a team of Hillary's lawyers, donors, and best friends, and they couldn't find it. Trump turned over a million pages of documents. Couldn't find it. Couldn't find a single red cent. Well, here's your red cent right here. Your communist Chinese red cents.
Yes. Communist China red.
Oh, by the way, Bob Bielinski's mad. He's mad. I'll get into who he is, but he was approached by Hunter Biden and another guy to be the CEO of this particular company. He is an investor in his own businesses all over the world. That didn't seem strange to him until he saw the Johnson report, you know, the Senator Ron Johnson report that came out of the Senate. The Johnson report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. He said, it made me realize that the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I can no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. He says he wanted to come clean. He said he wouldn't have had to do this if the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks. I would be irrelevant in this story, he said in his statement. And here's what he said. Here is the most devastating parts of this. What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating group through CEFC Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gilyear and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13th, 2017 emails is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Jim Biden got 20%, by the way. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman. He said, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. You know, the ones that Joe Biden as recently as this week has denied having any knowledge of. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. He said things began to go wrong when, quote, I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on income. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. Then he says the Johnson report, the Senate report, connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize that the Bidens had gone behind my back after he had forbidden them to direct take money from the Chinese and been paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I'm not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind, he says. The only donations he's ever made politically are all to Democrats. He said, I just saw behind the Biden curtain. I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities. Notice that's plural. Foreign entities, even though some were communist controlled China. Don't expect to see anything about this in the mainstream media today.
No, not at all. I'm sure there'll be absolutely no interest.
Foreign entity. So, I mean, and when you look at this, it's very simple. If for any foreign entity they've taken money from, we don't know about, that's blackmail material right there. He didn't put any of it in his tax returns. They control him. They got him. Whatever they want, he's got to do. He is profoundly and fundamentally compromised, Lee, and there's a 50-50 shot he's going to be president of the United States of America. And nobody cares. Like, nobody cares. There's still real journalism going on in a couple of places, but for the most part, the left's like, fine, yeah, we'll take a guy owned by the Chinese. That makes total sense.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307. Text writes, Twitter will not let me retweet your post. I'm not surprised. Text writes, why did the FBI lie? Shit on the laptop for a year. Were they hoping that if Biden won, they would have control of it? Possibly. Wouldn't surprise me. Folks, again, this is an FBI that sends 14 agents to investigate the garage door pull of Bubba Watson. 14 agents, folks. And the internet solves it, forcing them to admit it's not real. Internet solves it in about 48 hours. Now it's a garage door pull, just like all the others on the row right there. What was significant about it at the time is that it's an FBI trademark. If the narrative is bad for conservatives or Republicans or just normal freedom-loving Americans, we just let it roll. The Conservative Treehouse, one of the best investigative reporting sites online, solved the garage door pull story in 48 hours. They had a pretty good lock on it after about six. FBI let it hang. That's just what they do. They just let the story hang. They did that with the Russian disinformation until they were forced by Rudy Giuliani to admit there was no Russian disinfo. It's hallmark. It's typical of them. In fact, leaks from what I suspect is the FBI drove the story of Russian disinformation in the beginning. Anonymous source leaks from inside the Intel community. Oh, come on, it was them. Texter writes, Biden, the true Manchurian candidate. Texter writes, loving the Battleground podcast. Really good job. Quality analysis. Thank you. It is action-packed. I try to keep it under. I messed up yesterday. I actually hit 29 minutes. That's long for me. I really have tried to condense it down, but yesterday was such a big news day. I couldn't get it tighter. Though I did try. I try to keep it under 20 minutes. So it's there for you. Boom. It's less commercials and it's everything you need to know right there, right away. Is the idea behind it. It's a totally national podcast and it is rocking. I want to thank you very much for that. The numbers have blown me away. Kind of internal radio.com podcast launch in our company is rule is you got to get to 5,000 downloads a month after, you know, by 6 months or they can you. And so, you know, I told my husband, hey, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tight 6 months. I'm going to be home later, you know, and he said, that was cool. I'm going to have to carry more of the load. And I said, yeah, it's because I got to put everything into getting to 5,000 a month. And I really thought it would take me 6 months and I'd just barely make it. We have done 60,000 downloads in about 7 weeks. No, it wasn't 8 weeks because it was about a week short. It's about 7 weeks. So I don't have the final numbers yet for the month, but we're at about 30,000 a month. I never expected to have it take off like it has. And I didn't do that. You did it. And I've asked you to just think of one person to share it with, like-minded individual or somebody who's got an interest in politics but does, you know, doesn't know, or somebody who just really is, you know who to share it with. You know who the good person is in your family, your friends. Could be in Ohio. Be great if it was in a swing state at this point. So that's... I just wanted to thank you for the sharing you've done. I mean, so many of you must have shared the podcast. There's no way it's taken off like this. It's one of the best all-time launches on our platform, which is saying something because there's Hollywood stars launching podcasts on our platform. So thank you again. I can't wait to see where it's going to go and what we're going to be able to do with it. Texture rates. Last night on Fox News, they said that Biden was laundering money with the FBI. I don't think that's what they said. By the way, this is another New York Post story, one of the few places you can go in America to find out what's going on in America. The FBI subpoena of Hunter Biden's computer and hard drive came in connection with a money laundering investigation, according to documents obtained by Fox News. So let me repeat that. The FBI subpoena of Hunter Biden's computer and hard drive, that's the one from 2019, the subpoena from December 2019 came in connection with a money laundering investigation, according to documents obtained by Fox News. The 2019 papers were verified by multiple federal law enforcement and government officials who reviewed them, but it's unclear whether the investigation is directly related to the Democrat presidential nominee's son. So this was part of a money laundering investigation. Okay, let's think back to what we know. What do we know? What did Ukraine officials in that, well, it was a series of press conferences, accuse Hunter Biden and Joe Biden of, not just Hunter, Joe. Joe's the chief suspect in the case. In fact, if he went to Ukraine today, there's a pretty good chance he'd be arrested. Or at least taken in for questioning. They won't tell you that. What was it for? Do you remember? Money laundering. Do you remember that the Treasury Department flagged several of the transactions? Remember, they were running them through various small former Soviet republics as money laundering transactions. They were flagged. They weren't just flagged by our government. They were flagged by those governments. And remember, Ukrainian MPs, their version of our Congress members, were demanding that President Trump, the president of Ukraine, get the money back. Because some of the money that not, and they said, they specifically mentioned Hunter Biden, but some of the money was run through other companies that were owned or partnerships or stakeholders were Democrats in Congress, including Adam Schiff. So this is potentially, you could see when you ask yourself, well, why wouldn't the FBI just come forward with this? Think about this. The timing of this is interesting. It's December 2019, right? Joe has not been nominated yet. So there's no skin off their back. There's plenty of other great Democrat candidates. Several, I think, would have been stronger than Joe. They could have just taken him out. No big deal. But they didn't. Why? My theory, we'll see if I'm right. And I'm going to mark this as a theory, not as news. My theory. I don't go out on a limb like this much. You know I don't. I value being right. My theory is the reason that they didn't do any of this, the FBI, or let anyone know, including during impeachment, is that the Bidens are just one of the parties taking money out of the Ukraine. Some other parties, the Romneys. Romney's sons are deep in this, by the way. Tied up in these business dealings with the Biden cabal. Remember who else? Remember who else had an ownership stake in one of the companies named by Ukraine as laundering the money stolen from the Ukrainian people by the Burisma executive? Do you remember who it was? Adam Schiff, who went on television just a few days ago and lied to us and said that the Russians, it's just Russian disinformation. Adam Schiff, it reads like a list of Trump's worst enemies. So remember when they did the press conference, they didn't ask U.S. and Ukraine authorities just to investigate, you know, Trump or Americans. They specifically said Hunter Biden in connection with money laundering and the Democrat Party, the American Democrat Party. Do you see now why they wouldn't have gone after? I mean, it's just what Ukraine said, folks. I just repeat it. I'm just telling you the theory of mine, why they couldn't do it, including the kiddie porn stuff, because it would have led directly to the Democrat leadership in an election year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What if you just want free speech? That controversial? Something we can all get behind, free speech? Maybe 10 years ago, maybe even 5, but not now. Today in Not News. All the news is actually in the Not News file now. You're not allowed to know what goes on in your country, as my favorite all-time text says from a texter. It was very short. We live in very fake times. Burned into my brain after they sent it. You want to watch a modern lynching? Want to see that? I mean, there's a modern lynching. White crowd after a black man. You think they'd put that on the television? Of course they, no, they wouldn't. But it happened on Saturday. I think Chris Evans is right when he says that. Producer Chris. I don't know what else to call it. Here's what happened on Saturday. There was a free speech rally against big tech in San Francisco. Take a look at California. It's where the rest of the country's going. Always does. It was led by a guy, 25-year-old Philip Anderson, who just happens to be black. That made the fascists angry. Made Black Lives Matter angry. They don't feel that anybody on our side should have free speech. You ought to have your teeth busted out if that's what you think. Well, you haven't seen the video? It's because it's not on the television. Fox News covered it, as Lee pointed out. But I mean, I'm talking about the rest of the mainstream media. Yeah, you love it. It's a black guy. Just leading the march. Pursued by a gang of white guys. Gotta feel like I'm in the antebellum South. You know, the kind of white guys who join Black Lives Matter because they can't get black people to join anymore. Not in large numbers in these liberal cities anyway. And you watch the video, it's very clear who the aggressor is. Philip Anderson doesn't scream back. He doesn't even fight back, even when he's slurred on the video with the N-word by a white guy. You want to know who the left is, folks? Watch the video. It's up on my Twitter feed. He's not aggressive. He doesn't fight back. In fact, he repeatedly tries to remove himself from the scene and carry on with his free speech march. But that was not to be allowed. Now there's hate crime charges. San Francisco Police Department. Ought to be. I don't think that's a big story. Gang of white guys, under the banner of Black Lives Matter, beats up a black conservative for merely wanting free speech online. If you're black and you think this party represents you, the left represents you, you need to go watch that video. See what happens when you question them. Philip Anderson had organized the protest on his website, Team Save America. He launched the protest after Facebook and Twitter took the unprecedented steps to censor New York Post article. And, you know, Red State said, I mean, the brown shirts are here. These are brown shirts. They don't have brown shirts on, but they might as well. The brown shirts were the thug arm of the Nazi party. And here's what they did. If you wanted to speak in public on a podium about anything, and you weren't with the Nazi party, you and everybody standing there got a beat down. Had to be affiliated with the Nazi party in order to be able to speak in Nazi Germany. You should see the picture. They busted out his front teeth. They're just hanging off his gums as blood rolls down his face. Not a word from the mainstream media. As usual, Andy Nageau on the scene, replaying this for us. One of the few real reporters in America. So they tell us these are white supremacists. Wouldn't surprise me. A lot of far left wing socialists actually are the white ones anyway. Anyway, he's all over his Twitter feed with the Black Lives Matter stuff. So it's pretty clear what group he belongs to. Philip Anderson said, incredibly, because I couldn't say a thing like this, that the victim who now has no front teeth. I hold no grudge against him. He's been brainwashed, Philip Anderson told the Post-Millennial. He added that Antifa rioters physically blocked attendees from reaching his rally on Saturday. So this is where we are in America, folks. This is Joe Biden's America. It will only get worse. Joe Biden's FBI will ignore the violence in Joe Biden's America. It's not going to matter. In fact, if you're black, they can't handle that. You're supposed to be with them, or you ain't black. Joe explained. Watch the video. You think that's going to get you out of having your teeth busted out? No, they're coming for you first. Don't vote for them, folks. Don't vote for them. They are dangerous. We've never seen this in America before. And the fact that this has happened and the vast majority of the country still doesn't know. By the way, these riots are still going on. They're just not covering them. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the New York Times is calling the Biden scandal disinformation and is advocating for the end of free speech. Oh, they've been doing that for a couple years now, the end of free speech. Texter writes, Tara, oh, yeah, a lot of you texted me about Bill Bledsoe. And you just heard Jamie Harrison, the Democrat candidate, campaigning for him. He's in almost every break telling you what a great guy he is. He rescues eagles and, for gun rights and all that stuff. What Jamie Harrison, the Democrat, is trying to get you to do is to vote for Bill Bledsoe instead of Lindsey Graham so that he can be our senator. The problem with that is that Bill Bledsoe has dropped out of the race. You can't really vote for him. His name is on the ballot, so I guess you could check it. You could check the box. But he's dropped out and endorsed Lindsey Graham. But Jamie Harrison knows that a lot of us are not happy with Lindsey Graham. And so he's trying to get you to vote for Bill Bledsoe as an alternative. Every vote for Bill Bledsoe helps Jamie Harrison to be our senator. You don't want that. You don't want that. Look, this hurts me to have to do. I've said this before. I'm probably going to need counseling and may fall to the floor twitching after I do it, but I'm going to have to vote for Lindsey Graham. I don't like Lindsey Graham. I really don't. I might go so far as to say I can't stand Lindsey Graham. And I'm going to want to choke him again the week after I vote for him. I guarantee you he will take knife and insert him back. He's going to. But as good as it would feel to watch Lindsey Graham have to deliver a concession speech, and that good feeling would last about 5 minutes until it dawns on you that Jamie Harrison, Democrat, Nancy Pelosi acolyte, is now your senator and will be for the next 6 years. We could well lose control of the Senate if we forfeit Lindsey Graham's seat. What does that mean? Well, then you get that terrible feeling in the pit of your stomach as soon as you realize, oh my gosh, Trump won the election, but we can't get the hundreds more judges we need to through the Senate because we elected Jamie Harrison. And the Senate is now in Democrat hands plus one. That is a very possible scenario, folks. Don't kid yourself. So what you did when you voted for Bill Bledsoe, or you just didn't pull the lever for Lindsey Graham, you just voted to block a couple hundred constitutionalist judges, originalist judges. You want to do that? No, you don't. Worst case scenario, Biden wins. The Senate is the only break we have, as in break on the car, to keep them from driving this country off the cliff, which is exactly where they want to take it. You should hear Biden's newest commercial. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. If we retain the Senate, they can't pack the Supreme Court and make it a Democrat rubber stamp. They can't use the Supreme Court to take the First and Second Amendments as they intend to by packing it. We have to maintain control of the Senate. It's not personal. It's not even about liking or not liking Lindsey Graham. But I'm going to vote for him. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. But we don't have a choice. We really don't have a choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.